Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday, I guess. Oh, my God. Jeffrey, what are we going to do today? This is going to be something else. I don't know how we're going to get through today, given all we have to talk about.
There was a lot that happened this weekend.
There was a lot that happened this weekend. There was so much that happened this weekend that we may barely mention one of the greatest World Series games ever played.
The whole series, I think, was
the whole
could
series
be up there,
was
yeah.
magnificent. But yes, it certainly got the Game 7 that it deserved. Just insane. I did get a. Someone tweeted at me over the weekend. Jeff will get on his show Monday and be like, "Let's open up calls here." Braden from Collierville on the John Morant situation, and I think he meant that. I think he meant that sarcastically, but I want to hear from, ultimately, I think we will, in fact, I don't know if there's a Braden from Collierville, not one of our, not Too Smooth might call, like there are lots of folks who are regulars, right?
Sure.
I don't know a Braden from Collierville.
Not coming to mind.
But I do think we may make time to see what you all have to say about what transpired over the weekend. But it was... It's ridiculous. We began Friday, Jeffrey, with a resounding win by the Memphis Tigers.
Yes.
Continued into Saturday, which was, again, World Series backdrop to all of this. And we'll get to the Grizzlies here in a minute, where we had another coach firing.
Yep.
And I got to say, Jeffrey, way back when, 3 years ago, when Auburn made the decision to hire Hugh Freeze, you were at least, I would say, skeptical of the hire.
Yes.
I would say skeptical. And you predicted it would go like this. I don't know that you saw him putting up 7 points against Kentucky.
You mean three?
Three, I'm sorry. So 3 points against Kentucky. 3 points against Kentucky. Against a Kentucky team that, by the way, has been eviscerated, like, defensively. By UT,
I mean,
the
what
previous
did they
week.
Just give up 56?
56, I think. Yeah, and so anyway, so we got another head coach opening. We had the Bills, regular season Bills,
correct?
Yesterday, taking down the Chiefs and all kinds. It's just it was a wild
one of the few bets I won this weekend.
I did note that it didn't seem like my money is didn't do as well Saturday, but we'll get to that. In fact, so how do we get through this day of ours? And I think we're still going to do the fight song roundup because we have a commitment to the people. Like we have a commitment to the people. We have a way of doing things. We have an order around here. And on Mondays of college football season, we do the fight song roundup. Isn't that what we do?
That is what we do, Jeff.
That is what we do. And so in the next segment, we will do the fight song roundup, and we will, by that way, celebrate, in that fashion, celebrate the teams that deserve to be celebrated and blow up the teams, at least one team that doesn't. Again, we couldn't begin with it. We could do 2 hours of fight song roundupping today. And I could not begin to celebrate the teams that need to be celebrated or to blow up the teams that need to be blown up. But we will celebrate five, and we will blow up one, and we will do that in the next segment. That'll give us a break from the Grizzlies conversation. But then Chris Henrington will join the fray straight up at 10 o'clock, as he does. Now, Chris was there Friday night when all of this transpired, there for the Lakers game, and there in the locker room afterwards. And so he wrote a column, which I would urge you to read. Went up. He wrote the original story on this for the Daily Memphian off of Friday night's events, and then wrote a column Saturday, and Drew Hill wrote a piece after last night's game, the loss to the Raptors. So we'll do that, and then after we're talking to Chris, that's when we normally touch on the NFL. And believe me, that's a topic I would like to go in. I would like to discuss at great depth today. Today is a day when I would like to talk about the NFL. But since the people want to hear from Braden from Collierville, I think we're going to have to open up the phones in that segment.
John Varlis has texted me a detail. Braden is apparently Collierville's quarterback.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. There you go. Braden is Collierville.
Did not expect that detail.
Did not know that detail. We'll hear from Braden from Collierville in the second hour. We'll open it up to y'all.
Unless he's in class.
We'll open it up to y'all to see if you want to weigh in on what happened over the weekend. But what happened over the weekend, of course, was that the Memphis Grizzlies took on the Los Angeles Lakers. And for a half, seemed to go pretty well. Seemed to be going pretty well. Grizzlies had the halftime lead. Ja hadn't been playing great, but things were on track. Didn't you think things were on track?
So I'm following along as I was calling the game.
That didn't go well there either.
No,
guys got smoked.
No,
that the U.S. got smoked.
We were on our third quarterback.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was a tough scene. So as I was following along, the second quarter seemed to go great, and I was like, cool, I'll be home for the second half, and I can sit back and enjoy this. There was not a lot of enjoyment of the second half.
There was not a lot of enjoyment in the second half, and got out of hand. And Chris, in his piece, again at the Daily Memphian, he broke down the three different stints, in the words of Tomas Isolo, that Ja played, and what he did during those stints. The first 5 minute stint, nine Grizzly possessions. He only got as far as the 3-point line twice, and there were three missed 3-pointers. The next one was another 5 minute stint, nine possessions. This was better, but there was no aggressive touches in that entire span of time. And then the last one, nine possessions, he did nothing. Like, he did nothing. He stood there as other teammates tried to create. It's just true. Chris called it quiet quitting. That's an expression people use these days, right? Quiet quitting. And it's just what happened. Like, in the second half, that's what happened. And some of this is, by the way, when I think about what the Grizzlies actually suspended him for, you know, everyone suspended for what he said in the locker room afterwards, and that, I'm sure there's a massive part of it. I'm not sure it didn't also include the second half, what he did on the court.
Sure.
Right? Because he pouted, he quit. That's what happened. I mean, you see it with your eyeballs, right? You see it with your eyeballs. And the Grizzlies lose. And then, by all reports, by Ja's own report, he is called out in the locker room afterwards by Isolo. He gave a 7-question, 55-second media appearance. Again, we'll talk to Chris, who was there for it, straight up at 10 o'clock. And, you know, what happened? Ask the coaches, ask the coaches, ask the coaches was a refrain. Went on to say, according to them, probably don't play me, honestly. That's basically what the message was. It's cool. In the meantime, Tomas Isolo simultaneously was doing his media appearance. And so there was no opportunity to ask the coaches Ja talked at the exact same time that Isolo talked. So by the time that Ja was done talking, Isolo was gone. Isolo did speak yesterday, pregame. By that time, the Grizzlies had suspended Ja for a game for conduct detrimental to the team. And Isolo, when he spoke on it, said, the organization made a decision that aligns with our standards. And also, we look forward to Ja rejoining the team and moving on. Grizzlies then look about like you'd expect them to look without Ja Morant. Lousy. And Cam Spencer, his replacement, at least started last night, 1 of 7. 4 points, 4 assists, 2 turnovers as the Grizzlies go down to defeat to the Raptors. And by the way, they are now embarked on a little bit of a stiffer part of the schedule. Detroit tonight, then Houston, Dallas, Oklahoma City, the Knicks, Boston, Cleveland, and San Antonio. So that's where we are. Ja did, and Drew pointed this out in his piece today, right at tip on Instagram, Ja posted a photo of a sign at FedEx Forum that said, "Let's go, Grizz." So let's just start there, Jeffrey. Do you think that sign posted at the tip is an indication that Ja is, despite whatever happened over the weekend, despite the suspension, despite being called out by Isolo, etc., do you think that is an indication that Ja is on board going forward?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we go through these swings because, truthfully, as I was watching the game by myself Friday night and I saw the second half develop the way that it did, I have, in my mind, I always earmark when Ja has a bad performance, however you want to define it. He does not have a productive game in what is considered kind of a featured spot. Obviously, we don't really know, like, what is the Amazon Prime game, but it was the Lakers on Halloween on Amazon Prime. And whenever he has that kind of performance in a quote-unquote spotlight game, he typically really goes to, like, a emotional place.
What was interesting this, though, is that he didn't have a bad game and therefore go to an emotional place. He had a bad game because he was an emotional. Like, he willed himself to a bad game. The tantrum began on the court. It wasn't, I had a bad game and so I had a tantrum afterwards. The tantrum began on the court. And let's just say this. Okay, let's just say what Ja did on the court and then in the locker room was unacceptable. Can we?
I mean, the word that just came to mind was childish.
It was, yeah, all the things. And whatever you, it's more of the same. It's exhausting. He's supposed to be a leader. He gets paid $40 million. It's really already. He didn't like the offense last year, and so he liked this offense, which was more screen and rolls, put the ball in his hands. That was the idea, and he's already pitching a fit. Like, there was nothing about Ja's behavior over the weekend that was acceptable, and sadly, there wasn't that much. I say that wasn't surprising. I was surprised. It felt like one of the things that was going well this year was Ja's mood. Like, one of the things that we talked about last year, the two things that were really great were Cedric Howard and Ja's mood.
Yep.
His determination to play every game.
The fact he's been on the floor.
So to say that I wasn't surprised, I was in fact surprised, but this is a continuation of the Ja petulant, immature, ridiculous Ja. Like, come on, man. You make $40 million. It's early. If you got problems with the offense, express them to the coach, express them to management. There's lots of ways to handle this instead of quitting during a game and then, because you were called out in the locker room, making it going public to the media. Like, it is, there was nothing about this that was acceptable, period. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. No, to your point, I don't know if it was surprising, as you say, or unsurprising. It was familiar, but I'm with you.
It was familiar, but surprising.
I did not think on Friday coming into the day that that would be on the bingo card this early.
Right. So, I think all those things are true, and I think, I don't know, like when we open up the phones to Braden from Collierville and everybody else who might call, I think there will be a strong sentiment of, I'm sick of this, time to move on, right? I think there will be a lot of that out there. We'll get to this. We'll get to that in a moment. Does Ja have legit complaints? Let's just pause there for a moment. Does Ja have some legit complaints?
So I would say yes. The problem though is how much of it's personnel related.
Well, let's go again. I'm going to separate this completely from whether he has legit complaints and whether he expressed those complaints
sure.
in the right way.
Yeah.
He did not. Like if you think he had legit complaints, he did not express them in the right way. I think his legit complaints are, it seems like, Chris wrote about this. Chris wrote about the way that Isolo is deploying the players, and that there has been, Chris has been observing and noticing, and also noticing the frustration that some of the players have with the way they're being deployed by Isolo, including, for example, at the Suns game, where Ja ultimately bailed them out. Well, they were on a roll. They were, you know, preparing to, it felt like, put the game away. They were up 7 with 7 minutes to play, and out come John Jaren, right? And this, last year we said it. The offense that they were running was not Isolo's. But the substitution patterns that people hated so much were. And is he frustrated by the substitution patterns where he plays? I mean, in the end, you're out there and you're seeing Luka just get to play and play and play and play and play. And you're like a hockey player. And I suspect that that is partly where his frustration is coming from. And that's what Chris wrote about that, and then Shams hinted at it subsequently, or talked about it later, frustration with the substitution patterns. You can also, if you want, you could be frustrated with the, I mean, if you were, here's one, if you were Jaren, contrast this with Jaren. Jaren's usage rate is down this year. Jaren, you wonder how he fits into this off, right? All of that, whether he's getting enough shots. The difference is, does Jaren quit? Does Jaren pitch a fit? Does Jaren, you know,
I think no, maybe he gets a bad foul or something in frustration, but like, you know, he's
right. He's
trying to make something happen.
I think it's fair to say there might be some legit complaints here, while also saying this is a totally inappropriate way of dealing with those complaints. Totally inappropriate way of dealing with those complaints. So you have the suspension, which seems warranted. Another question would be, honestly, whether Isolo should have called out Ja in front of the locker room, right? That just as we're scrutinizing all of this, who did what the right way? Ja did a lot of things the wrong way, pretty much everything. Could Isolo, after that game, have called out Ja privately? Like, just think it out loud. Like, is that embarrassing Ja in front of his team? Like, is that, I don't know. Like, maybe you want a coach to do that. But, like, whatever. I'm just.
It is important to note, while he has experience being a head coach, he does not have experience being an NBA head coach.
Right. So, just asking that question, too. Again, I haven't. So then you have the suspension, which 100% seems warranted. You have what I took to be at least a hopeful sign from Ja that he, by posting the photo of Let's Go Grizz. Today is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Presumably we're going to hear from Ja. Presumably we're going to hear from, I mean, we'll hear from Isolo again. Maybe it will simply be aligns with our standards, blah, blah, blah. But I suspect he will speak about this beforehand. And Ja will speak about this, I presume, afterward. And we will see how it plays out with our eyeballs on the court. Is Ja fully engaged? My suspicion is they're having conversations today. Is Ja back? Is Ja going to request a trade? Are they so sick of Ja, they're going to trade him whether he requests a trade or not? Or is everybody, in fact, just hoping they're back on the same page? And this will be a thing? And players have butted heads before? Kobe and Phil Jackson? Like, whatever. You, a lot of players of Allen Iverson and Larry Brown. And they can put it behind him, and onward we go. I am of the view, and maybe it's naive. It is naive. It is putting hope ahead of experience. I am of the view that I hope they can, quote unquote, do the thing that they keep saying, put this behind them, and move on. That is my hope. Because I think the Grizzlies are the best version of themselves still, with immature, petulant, but supremely talented Ja Morant on the roster. That is what I am hoping for. I'm hoping they hash it out. They have a coach who stands up to Ja. Ja who ultimately respects the coach. And onward they go. Am I optimistic, either in the short or the long term, that that will happen? No. I guess if I were to predict what would happen today, I think something like that, probably. But do I think this is going to end badly? I think you have to increasingly say it probably is going to end badly. But that's not what I want. What do you... Here, let's do this, Jeffrey. What do you want? What do you think? Like, are you of the view, trade him?
No, I'm not. Number one, I don't think the return that you would get right now would be worth it. But secondly, I think the overwhelming odds are Ja Morant is still the best basketball player that you would get if you made some type of transaction. So you would be giving up the best basketball player.
Trading Ja Morant would be defeat. It would be a sad day. They've never had a superstar like Ja Morant. It could be decades and decades. It could be never that they ever have another superstar like Ja Morant. You trade Ja Morant and you know what you are? You're the team you saw last night.
Yep.
How fun is that? Listen, there are trades and who knows, it could work out. It can work. You know what it did? It worked out for Dallas, maybe. We'll see. Like, they traded their superstar and they lucked into Cooper Flagg. We'll see what that turns into ultimately, right? But, like, there are ways. New Orleans, they keep going through superstars and lucking into the next one, right? Like, there are ways that you can, in fact, and whatever. People are coming up with deals. Let's trade him to Atlanta for Trae Young. Let's trade him to Charlotte, because that's his home. Let's trade him to, you pick a place. Like, we can, you can imagine trades. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to trade him for Atlanta. And in the package back, I'd like to get New Orleans's pick, unprotected pick that they sent. That's
on draft night.
Whatever. Like, I can imagine. But, you know, if you trade Ja Morant, like, look at last night, the Raptors. The Raptors won last night, but they stink, right? They're not a particularly relevant, compelling basketball team, right?
They feel like generic, like a video game roster.
And you know who they have on their team? They have R.J. Barrett, picked one pick behind Ja. They got Brandon Ingram, number two pick in the draft, and they got Scotty Barnes, high lottery pick. They got three guys, high lottery picks, and they stink. Look at Charlotte. Look at New Orleans. Look at what Orlando has been through over the past two decades. Lottery pick, lottery pick, lottery pick, lottery pick, lottery. You stink. You can wander in the desert in this league for 20 years.
By the way, Murray Boyles was a lottery pick.
Yeah, there's another one. Just you click lottery pick, lottery pick, lottery pick, lottery, and you stink every year. So this idea, I'm going to trade John. I'm going to get three firsts for him. And you're going to stink. Probably. Maybe not. Like, there are ways you can recover. You can rebuild. I get the exhaustion with him. It's honestly, you get the sense there's fan exhaustion? 100%. I'm sure when we open up the phones, we'll hear it. There's fan exhaustion. And my suspicion is there is organizational exhaustion. How could there not be? You think Taylor Jenkins is out there saying, man, I wish I was still the coach of the Grizzlies dealing with this. You think Mike Miller said, man, I sure wish being Jaws agent.
Yeah.
You think, no, there must be exhaustion for everyone who has to deal with him. But the fundamental quandary is, are you really better off without him? Really? Really? There's a lot of things. And of course, as you point out, his value could not be lower. Like his value because of health.
Injury, size.
Size, all that stuff. And then the headache. His value could not be lower. So you can package him up and give him away for essentially whatever. Get some whatever. You can do a challenge trade and get Trae Young back. Trae Young's hurt. You get LaMelo back, LaMelo ball back. Do you want to do that? So I have this hope that Ja will be Ja tonight. Let me ask you this. Let's assume that he plays, all is well, back in the starting lineup, suspension over. He's introduced. What's the reception?
It's still strong.
Is it overwhelming?
Is it
some mixed in? Either some boos mixed in?
I still think he's so immensely popular with kids that it's...
And people want it to work out.
Correct.
I think, fundamentally.
I mean, I do think there's also this element that we kind of have to remember. This is a wildly overdramatic league. Like, you go through these swings, and it's just always just drama, drama, drama. I'm choosing to chalk this up to, like you said, did I expect when I woke up on Friday to think that we were going to have a Ja Morant day? No. But I also know when he has that kind of game in that kind of environment, everything's on the table.
This is the kind of just random text from a listener who sure. I appreciate. When people show you who they are, believe them. When things are good, it's call 12. When they aren't, the phone lines are disconnected. Ja quitting was incredibly childish, especially in Memphis, a blue-collar town. I agree with all that. Every bit of that.
He is definitely a front runner.
I agree with all of that. And then the question is, what next? Okay, so what? So what? So what do you do? Do you therefore cast off the superstar, the one superstar you've ever had, to live in possible NBA purgatory for the next two decades?
No, I think you have to figure out how to make it work.
But they've been trying to figure out how to make it work for 7 years. The other argument, I'll take the other side, is that it's not just that you would be moving on from the headache. He's about to hit a cliff. He's not gotten any better as a shooter. His athleticism is starting to dim. Get what you can. I can make that argument.
I mean, I understand all that, but you're still, your best chance of being good is making it work.
That's what I believe. Your best chance of making it good, of being good. And here's the other thing. You have lottery picks. You got two lottery picks coming up, probably. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like a good chance that the Grizzlies is going to be a lottery pick. And there's a very good chance that the other one's going to be a lottery pick. Today will be fascinating. Tonight will be fascinating. I bet good tickets are still available if you want to bop over there and if you want to head down and see what is. This is never, like, we have never had this. There are moments of Grizzlies history. You know, we had the day that Christian Laettner tried to buy the team.
Yeah, like, and maybe play.
And was going to suit up and play, right? We had Marc Gasol's. That's the closest thing, honestly. That's what we've had. Schism between player and coach.
Yeah.
But I don't even know that this is a schism that flared up. But a week ago, he was talking about how refreshing it is. He didn't use that word exactly, but he liked how blunt it was, and he was all behind Isolo as head coach. Indeed, at least the perception is that one of the reasons that Isolo got the job was he was going to maximize Ja Morant.
Yeah, I do also wonder how much of this right now is just, listen, we knew this was on the table given the injuries, that they were not going to be good right off the bat. And then you're
the damnedest
you're
thing
dealing
is they squandered
it.
Because of this pet. Like, they squandered the game Friday and then they squandered Sunday. They literally lost two games that they did not have to lose.
I'm with you, but they also won two games they could have easily lost. Like,
I'm just saying, because of this.
No, I agree. This issue has.
They have now, and now here we go. Now the schedule stiffens up. All right. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington about this straight up at 10 o'clock. And then in the second hour, we will open the phones as requested. We'll do that in the second hour. We're going to take a break now. We'll come back. College football. We'll do the fight song roundup because it is a Monday, college football season.
Well, or do you just want to do calls now and then move roundup to the second hour since we're on the topic?
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can. I don't want to sit there and if you want to just go, if you want a palate cleanser, if you want
the
sorbet.
Fine. Okay, we'll do it now.
All right.
445-0929, 445-0929, and we'll do the fight song roundup after we talk to Chris. 445-0929, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey urged me to change it up and do this now, so we'll do it now while we're talking about Ja. Phone number, Jeffrey, is 445-0929.
Indeed,
right?
It is, sir.
445-0929, but the calls are loaded. Your thoughts on Ja Isolo and what happened over the weekend. Let's do it.
Jeff, let's start with our friend D-Midge in Collierville. D-Midge, you're on.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
How are y'all?
Good.
Couldn't talk be about a manic Monday, huh?
Absolutely. Crazy.
Hey, real quick, man. I know we got a lot of calls. I was actually out playing the Joker on Friday, having a good time enjoying Halloween, and I saw we lost, but looked like I wasn't the only one, you know, being the villain on Friday. When I saw that he got suspended, first off, when I saw the comments he made, I kind of had an eyebrow, like, wow, oh boy, what happened? And so I quietly was like, man, that was, you know, boy, he must really be mad at the coach. But then when I saw that he got suspended, I was like, oh, wow, what are we doing? I really wish both of them, I wish neither one of them would have happened. I wish Josh would have, I mean, Josh would have had practiced some restraint. But I also wish, the powers be at the Grizzlies didn't go and give him. I mean,
you are anti-suspension and you want this to work out. Is that fundamentally?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. We need him in the city. I mean, the city is a lot more relevant. When we got Ja, you know, being the face of the Grizzlies. Right.
Thanks very much.
Taking my call.
Appreciate it. 445-0929. Who's next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, let's go to Ian in Arlington. Ian, you're on.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Cool. First of all, I just want to say, like, I just want to remind you guys I'm a Thunder fan. But I'm basking in the glow of, like, the champions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just want to say, this is what I want to say, though, advice to, like, Grizzlies fans. It is, like, The Grizzlies need to draft personality as much as ability in order to establish a collective mindset. I think they have a good start with Cedric Coward. I think that will get them somewhere. I think they should probably move on from Jaw.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Here's the thing. They actually do. Like, they Desmond Bain is personnel, Jaren Jackson Jr., Cedric Coward. They draft, like, first-class dudes. With Ja, he was the second pick in the draft. Anyone would have taken. You should have taken him.
Like 100%.
It was a no-brainer. Let's take the good solid R.J. Barrett.
They told him at the lottery.
All right, next,
Jeff. Let's go to Larry in Brighton. Larry, you're on.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I want to say first of all, I love Ja, and I'm the black sheep of the family. So hey, he's the black sheep of the Grizzlies. Let's go Grizz.
Thank you, appreciate it. One black sheep to another. 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Anthony in Memphis. Anthony, you're on.
You're not Anthony Sane, are you?
Nah, man. I'm not Anthony Sane. Okay. But first of all, I want to say to that Oklahoma fans, just shut the heck up.
Don't pander to us. Tell us what to do.
Man, and my thing is that I feel like Isolo needed to put his foot down, and this is him setting the tone for the season. And I think with Ja posting that thing the next day is him buying in. I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't think anybody else should be, you know, we need to trade Ja, burn the season down. I think it's just the coach establishing his system in there.
All right, thanks. That's a hopeful view. Right. Jeffrey, what do you think of that? Like, he had to do what he had to do.
I
responded
actually,
in the right way, and away we go. Happily ever after.
I do not hate the idea that,
like,
hey,
that
we've gotten in trouble in years past by when things start, we just kind
we're
of...
We're going to get back on.
Right, let's set a tone.
All right, who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Tim in Bartlett. Tim, you're on.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Jeff. I'm definitely with Ja, keeping Ja. And I remember the old story about Bird and KC Jones. They used to go at it in the huddle, and Bird would tell him, give me the ball. And Jones said, shut up, I'm going to call the play. And then, of course, KC said, give him the ball. and so I just think that Isolo and Ja can work this out. But Isolo's got to do some giving, too. He's got to adapt to what his players are saying to him. If he gets too rigid and he doesn't isn't willing to change at all, he won't last past this year. So I hope they can work it out.
All right, thank you, Tim. You know, Jeffrey, we got a whole bunch of people who want this to happen, except for that one Oklahoma City fan. You know,
Ian, imagine that,
Ian. Yeah, imagine that. Draft better.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the thoughts, Ian, really. Next, 4450929. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Tony and Bartlett. Tony, you're on.
Hello, Tony.
What's going on, Joe? Let me say this. You know, for somebody to say trade Ja Morant, you got to be out your freaking mind. I mean, who sells tickets? Nobody can go to see the coach. And I think the coach was wrong for calling you the head guy out, because let's be real. If push comes to shove and somebody is going to go, it's going to be Isolo. It won't be Ja. I mean, it's bad enough that when he hasn't played and fans didn't come to the game, this guy got one of the top-selling shoes in the country. You don't get rid of a player like that. And, I mean, Isolo's system looks a whole lot like the last coach. You're bringing Ja in the game with the five-minute mark to play. And even if he had a bad game, I think – I pointed out to you that he won the game before that. The guy that everybody needs to be talking to is Jaren Jackson Jr. He needs to show up sometime and demand his will. So, I mean, Ja got a right to have feelings and to be hurt. He might have did it in the wrong place, but some of what he said was true.
All right, Tony, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't disagree that some of what he said was
no, you went over it.
Was true. I think that's probably right. And also true that he expressed his displeasure in the wrong way. Who's next?
Jeff, we got our friend Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Dennis!
Hey, good morning. Jeff, I'd like to do two things real quick.
Okay.
One, I'd like to give you some numbers of all the people that say Ja need to be traded. So 2013, these are gate receipts. In 2013, it starts at $23 million, $27 million, $23, $25, $22, $20, $18 million. COVID year, 2021, Ja's draft year, $5 million. After that, $44 million, $34 million, $31 million, $23, $24 season. Those numbers alone show you Ja not going nowhere. Now, my advice to Ja...
I'm sorry, wait, what were those? Like those numbers were what?
The gate revenue, correct?
Oh, that was...
The gate receipts. And the highest is when he got here. The record, the highest record recorded was 21, 22, and 44 million. So he sells tickets. And yep. The other thing I would say is, like you said, you won't like this, but Buffalo Bills, you know, y'all kind of hate the Cowboys, I understand. But one thing he needs to learn, look at Dak Prescott. Look how Dak Prescott handles himself in front of that microphone. I guarantee you, if you could go behind closed doors, he probably said, Jerry Jones is an idiot. This guy is an idiot. Trade away Michael Parsons. He makes dumb moves all the time. But every time that mic is in front of his face, he says the right things, man. I mean, he may not be a winner in playoffs and all of that, but he says the correct thing. And Ja has to do the same thing. Play the game, man. Just keep your feelings, you know, internal. And just don't, you know, let your emotions get the best of you.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it. 4450929.
I want to be very clear. I totally. Dak Prescott does everything you want your quarterback to do.
He does. The only honestly, the Dak Prescott only thing wrong with that is he makes maybe $5 million too much. Right?
Yeah.
He makes a
but
little.
But in terms of handling, representing your team, everything, yeah.
You know who actually, like, John is in at Disney today, so he's not here. John relates to John completely because he's like, I would do the same. Even when he plays intramural. If I'm not getting the ball, he pouts. It's easy to say keep your emotions in check. There are some people not wired particularly to do that. 4450929, who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Tiger Steve in Arlington. Tiger Steve, you're on.
Hello, Tiger Steve.
Morning, guys. You know, it's a shame we don't have time for me to beat Jeff in trivia this morning, but we'll move on.
I hate that for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Hey, look, am I missing something? Just listening to the calls, everybody seems to be under the impression that he was suspended for his post-game press comments. And that's clearly not what he was suspended for. I mean, we've seen much worse post-game press conferences from him and other players that don't get suspended. He blew up in the locker room. He disrespected the coaches, probably his teammates. I mean, there's been multiple reports that teammates were calling him out as well as the coaches. And there's at some point, you can't just act any way you want to. Ask Antonio Brown. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how many tickets you sell. There is a line of respect that you have to show to your coworkers. Let Justin come in and touch everybody out and see if he doesn't get suspended.
I haven't heard anyone say he shouldn't have been suspended. One guy said that. Has anyone said he had? I think they said, let's not trade him now. The pushback is getting get rid of him, not the pushback. No one has said he did it right.
It's certainly been implied with the, well, I wish he. Everything has been about the postgame comments. And that's, I mean, yeah.
At the beginning of the show, I talked about, to me, I mentioned he was probably suspended as much for anything for the way that he tanked during literally on the court. Like he quit on this team on the court. Like that was.
I don't think that got him suspended either, Jeff. And yeah. Hey, you're the reporter. You've got much better connections than I do. I know what Shams reported.
But anyway, no one, to me, let's all agree he should be suspended. Now what? Now what, Tiger Steve?
Well, if you're asking me my personal opinion, I've been in favor of trading him for multiple years. I think that he's Russell Westbrook. I don't think that he's ever going to have the shot. I don't think he's ever going to have the perimeter defense. I think that we honestly missed our window to trade him to get our optimal return. But, I mean, if you're asking my personal opinion, I don't think Ja is ever the head of a team that wins a championship. He's too one-dimensional. And the style of his play is going to be a short-lived career. He's not going to transition into a long-term career with his style of play.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Thank you, Tiger Steve. I appreciate it. I agree with Tiger Steve. What he did was inappropriate and got him suspended. The question is, what do you do now? And to say that he's never going to be the point guard of a team that's going, I don't think the Grizzlies are ever going to win a championship with or without Ja. Most teams don't. If that's the hurdle, no, probably not. They are not going to win a championship with Ja in the next 40 years or without Ja in the next 40 years. Are they better off and are they more entertaining and more competitive with him or without him? That is an interesting question. If they end up trading him, they're going to have to get lucky to get anyone with close to the ability that Ja has. Who's next?
Jeff, we got a Chris in East Memphis. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. So first I want to say with the last caller, he absolutely did get suspended for what happened in the locker room, but I don't feel like he should have been suspended for what happened in the locker room. I feel like those things need to be handled behind closed doors. I feel like it takes two to tango. So if he was suspended for what he said to other players, then other players need to be suspended for what they said to him. We don't know what happened in the locker room, but I think a suspension was probably too far. I feel like Isolo is probably like a Belichick where he's trying to treat every player the same, but every player isn't the same. And Ja, he's the star, and so he should get special privileges. But I also think that we will win a championship with Josh. We will not win one without him. We need to figure out a way to make it work.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. Getting lively here. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Latrell in Memphis. Latrell, you're on.
Hey, Latrell.
Hey, guys. Hey, man, I'm really disappointed in the way Isolo is substituting pattern with Ja. I think it's like offbeat. I truly think that. I know that. But we need Ja regardless. I don't give a rat butt about all the other stuff. We need Ja in this city. Now, the person that needs to step up in the absence of Ja Morant is Jaren Jackson Jr., who is not holding up to his standard. And that's the problem right there. I think he needs to help us and help Ja, help the team. And then Ja's situation will go away. I think we need to do better with Jaren, period. Case closed.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. We'll get through these as many as we can. Then we get Chris Harrington at the top of the hour. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Dennis in Marion. Dennis, you are on.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey Jeff. You got it right. You would never win with Ja. And the problem is Jaren Jackson is playing like a high schooler, getting in foul trouble. He needs better help down low. Trade Ja for some help down low. And most of all, you got to have a coach, and a coach has to control that team. I'm a ball player myself, so I know that without the coach, man, he has a system, and everybody has to work in his system the way his system works, or it don't work. Go get a coach that's going to handle the people who works on that. People like Mike Malone is out there. And people don't think Mike Brown is a good coach. But if people listen to Mike Brown, he makes a good defensive coach. He's not the greatest of offensive mind, but as far as defensive-wise, he is good. And most of these teams now are going to the bigger game, and the game that Ja is playing won't work. He's playing an Allen Iverson-type game. It'll get you so far, but it'll never win you a championship. Because constantly going in against the big guys now, we see even against the bigger guys hurt now, less known the smaller guy.
All right. Thank you.
So if you want to.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dennis.
Just keep rebuilding. We'll be all right in 3 years.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 4-5-5-0-9-2-9. He wanted to get rid of Ja and the coach. this is quite a. We're blowing it up on Monday.
Seven games in.
Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Frank at the Skybox in Carville.
Frank, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, how are you? Good weekend. Tigers did what they needed to do. You know, do you wish we had Dez back and traded Ja? I mean, Isolo's not going anywhere this year. And I thought we got Isolo because he was going to play the style that Ja liked. You know, Ja's been a royal pain in the, you know what, for the last few years. And, I mean, I'm with you. Do you want to have somebody exciting that is going to be on ESPN? You're going to probably sell some tickets. Or do you want to have a good team? I'm just not sure we can have a good team anymore with Ja. That's the problem. But you're going to sell some tickets.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Here's the truth. You will have a better team with Ja than without Ja, at least for the immediate future, right? And
yes.
And it's not even close. And we'll be all right in 3 years, said Dennis and Marion. Maybe it'll be 20. Again, it's a path, and lots of things can happen down that path. Chris has talked about the two paths that were in front of them long before any of this happened, and it certainly makes that question of which path are you going down feel more immediate. Let's get a couple more. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to DJ in Olive Branch. DJ, you're on.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, young man. Hey, how are you guys doing this morning? Hey, Jeff, this is the young man that brought you those pies from CJ Pies.
Oh, they are unbelievable pies. Best pies in the history of the world. How are you?
I'm fine. But the problem that I have is I listen to this. I'm a military guy.
Uh-huh.
The Ja Morant and the what's that guy play for Golden State? That's always a problem.
Draymond
Green. The league does not have to tolerate these kind of people. These guys are getting paid millions and millions of dollars. These guys are getting paid more money in a year than the average person would make in a lifetime to do what their talent requires them to do. There's no we don't have to kiss up to these people. They're talking about the world. Memphis needs John Morant. Memphis needs John Morant, the player, with the talents, but not the other stuff, the antics that he brings with him. You know, you get paid to do a job, and just like you get paid to do a job, and there's certain perimeter that you have to stay within that job.
Yeah.
When you start going outside the perimeter on a regular basis, then it's time for somebody else to come in and try to do the job.
Thank you, Dennis. Keep baking those pies. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Wife
all right, guys.
Unbelievable pies. If you're on, we'll get to you, right, Jeffrey? And then we can't take any more.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Go ahead.
Jeff, we'll get a Matt P. on 240. Matt, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. My biggest feeling is just disappointment in Ja. So back over the summer when he went to China and everything, and after the tour, he came back and said how, you know, how much he understood that he meant to this team and this city, and how much more it seemed like respect that he had for the game, and that all just vanished Friday night. I watched the game, and it felt like he quit.
It did.
But with that said, I am the eternal optimist. I really hope that they can get everything figured out, him and Isolo, but I don't know. I'm skeptical about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Yep.
Jeffrey? We done here? We got more?
We got one more. Jeff, okay. Let's go to Warren and Frazier. Warren, you're on.
Hey, Warren.
Good morning, Jeff and company.
How are you?
My assessment is keep your superstar happy. Other franchises keep their superstar happy. His gripe is he want to play more. This guy wants to be in Memphis. He represents Memphis everywhere where he goes. Keep your superstar happy. That's
Thank
what
you,
I
Warren.
Think.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Meantime, I got trade odds, Jeffrey. Of course, this is what happens. And if you work in the sports business, you get trade odds emailed to you. Sportsbetting.ag. Ja Morant's next team, Sacramento Kings, 4-1. Miami Heat, 5-1. Houston Rockets, 6-1. Charlotte's 20-1. Shouldn't Charlotte be higher? Because it's hometown. Although they're rebuilding now. Maybe they don't want to go that way. They've been dysfunctional for a long time. Houston 6-1. They need a point guard. Atlanta 7-1. Toronto 8-1. Pelicans reuniting with Zion 9-1. All right. We'll talk to Chris Harrington about this when we return. Before that, I will remind you that if you are if you're looking at your gut, let's be honest, and thinking, you know what? This is disappointing. It's disappointing what I've let myself get to. I would recommend you visit the folks at ProHealth. Now, ProHealth is a place where you can walk in for a sick visit. You don't have to wait 3 hours for a sick visit. You walk in, you get better, you get back to your life, right? You can do that. You get testosterone replacement therapy. They got Synapse cocktails, all of that. But they also can help you with your weight loss. With their weight loss shot, semaglutide, what it does is it curbs your appetite. And that's the way to go, because you don't want to be hungry when you're trying to lose weight. It'll just curb your appetite, and the weight will naturally fall off. 20 pounds, 30 pounds, even 50 pounds. It is ProHealth. To learn more, you can go to ProHealthMemphis.com. They have offices in Germantown, Collierville, Bartlett, Arlington, and two in East Memphis. Again, ProHealthMemphis.com. Chris Harrington, when we return. And then the Fight Song Roundup. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.